Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts on this historic evening. I am Matt.
I am Derek.
Is it Craig for 3,000, Alex?
Final answer.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and put on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you guys. This is our 97th episode.
Should we go on an apology tour yet?
I think we're long overdue that. We are returning to one of my favorite segments. And really,
probably yours alone.
I feel like all of our segments are my favorite segments, and nobody else likes them. But hey, Disney Parks Password Volume 4. You can catch our other, most recent Parks Password episode way back on May 28th. Of this year, that was episode 51, and for the record, I have yet to win one of these Disney Parks Password games, even though it is my brainchild.
I've got a feeling it's all going to change tonight.
So tonight, Derek, our most recent champion, will be asking the questions on this fun Feel Thursday bonus episode, as Craig and I compete for password supremacy. So Derek, tell us the rules of the game.
Okay, the rules are, I'll give clues, and the one that correctly answers does not get electrocuted.
Goodness.
I don't know about this.
Well, Craig, I've never won before, so odds are you're going to.
And as you know how we play with what their values are, increases the intensity of the shock value.
Oh, no. Well, I like it.
We've got to do something a little different here, guys, to...
We got to spice things up.
Wake up the graveyard.
I am ready. I am awake. I am ready to win. I am ready to achieve victory.
I think I'm getting a phone call. Why is
he talking like that?
I don't know. He's fired up.
I am fired up. Ready to be here. Just call me.
Well, let's do this thing.
Go ahead and hit us.
It's no, this round one. This is the fourth time we're playing this game, so no practice rounds.
I like it.
All right. I'm going to have to make up some... as we go along here, but that's
just
okay.
Like that's what our show is.
That's right. It's all made up.
I'm getting nervous with the music in the background.
Okay.
Derek, do your best Regis Philbin.
History.
B.
The American Adventure.
Three. I only have three, maybe four clues per. So, history.
Okay.
Human controlled.
The Muppets present great moments in history.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
The third clue was not mostly about America. It's all about America.
Great moments in history, but only the American parts. Sam Eagle.
All right.
So that was practice.
That was no practice.
I am on the board.
Oh, man.
All right. There is a wait time for this on the app. Classic Disney film. Great views.
Okay.
Splash Mountain.
Impressions de France.
Wait.
Mickey's PhilharMagic.
House in the Trees.
Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse.
That's it. Sorry, Craig.
Can I just go ahead and leave now?
You probably should.
I'm going for the shutout tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, feel free to play along at home.
We're not giving anybody any mercy this time.
Feel free to play along at home and fax your answers, fax your guesses
facts,
in to see if you can beat me.
Facts.
Or Craig.
Send it in our beepers.
We'll send out postage stamps to everyone to play next time. Stakes.
Le Cellier. Yachtsman Steakhouse.
That's it.
Oh my goodness.
Le Cellier.
Yes! 3-0!
Stakes. Highbrow.
I think y'all got together before and this show.
Third clue is pretty expensive for a basement.
Oh.
I think these actual pronunciation is LaSalle.
How are you doing at home? Are you winning? Or are you losing?
You're not Craig, giving a chance
to
answer.
Are you doing better
okay
than Craig?
Then, Craig.
Okay, Craig.
I've never won. I have something to prove.
I'm still under the weather, so that's my excuse.
Craig, this is right up your alley.
Okay.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
First alley. Clue.
Where's the alley? I'm trying to think. Where's the alley?
All right. First clue. Why? Sorry. That
you know, Craig's been under the weather. Craig's been under the weather for like 2 weeks now, Derek. Well,
why?
Repeating it.
Okay, he said
how
why?
Many calories?
Oh, my gosh. Kitchen sink.
Beaches. Habitat habit.
No more at night.
Electrical parade.
Kilimanjaro safaris.
Illuminations.
No more at night. He said, why?
How many calories? Okay, I'll expand on the first one. Why would you do it?
Why would you do it?
Oh, how many calories?
Oh, pizza burger.
No more at night.
The pizza burger?
Last clue should give it away. Metals matter.
Metals matter?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second.
Oh, could I have the first one where nobody gets it?
Go over it again. Why would
you do it?
Okay.
How many calories am I burning?
Toy Story Midway Mania?
No more at night. Metals matter.
Now, is this a throwback or is this current? Can you tell us that?
It's current.
Metals. I feel like that's the dead giveaway, but I can't think of anything with a metal.
No more at night. Don't tell
Not
us.
Metal.
Don't tell us.
Like M-E-D-A?
Oh, metals.
I know. That's what I thought. That's what I was thinking.
I'm going to get this.
What does metals and calories have to do with one another? I don't know.
Do you have another clue?
I don't.
I mean, did you make
Our listeners are at home screaming.
Limited edition merchandise.
Popcorn container? Popcorn bucket. High-priced popcorn bucket for the win.
Not wishes. Medals. Hold on. I've got to get
one.
Can you tell us which park?
I'm still trying to think of where the alley is.
Wide World of Sports.
ESPN Club? Atlanta Braves.
This
Spring training.
Give it away.
No, wait. Wild World of Sports. Medals.
I don't know.
You don't know what?
Olympics.
This will give it away.
He's going to get it.
Packet pickup.
Run Disney Concierge. Events.
A run ding ding. A run Disney event.
See, I was not. That was weird. I was not thinking of an event.
And you're the one that's competing in that of us three.
Oh, because. And that automatically qualifies me.
Well, I had no idea about any of that stuff.
Well, I didn't realize they. Event. So they've just stopped doing races at night altogether. Yep. Why is that?
Because they're LeMay.
LeMay.
But sorry. They were exceedingly popular.
Safety.
They were.
What was it? They had the Tower of Terror 10-miler, and they had the Expedition Everest 5K or something.
And they had the Animal Kingdom Adventure Race or something.
See, I was thinking of an attraction. I was not in the same ballpark at all. Why would you? Well, I'm about to find out. You know, guys, I want to let you know, because I'll be going there in a couple weeks. I haven't nearly done enough training for this run, for this 10K. So do you guys have any tips?
I bet he'll still do it in under an hour.
I hope not. I hope to stop and meet a few characters here and there.
My tip would be to call Uber.
Take the Uber. All right. What's the score, Derek?
A lot to nothing.
That is 4-0.
Yes.
Which one am I?
Sorry, Craig. You're zero.
I'm just checking.
Craig's trying to get to the front of the line to see that doctor.
He thought he was... It's these drugs he's on. He thought he might have been hallucinating this whole time.
I'm on no drugs. I'm just toughening it out.
All right.
2 weeks you've been toughening it out. Poor
this
guy.
This one's only got 3 clues.
Oh, no. Well, he'll get in the first one.
Challenges.
Challenges.
Badges.
All right, slow down.
I know it, but I'm going to let Craig have a chance here.
Do you really?
Yep.
Don't give me a chance. Go for it.
Don't show me no mercy.
Wilderness Explorers.
It is.
And Animal Kingdom.
Birds of Prey. And look, here comes a vulture.
Making a comeback here.
This may be a short one.
Yes. I'm getting dominated.
The more the merrier. at least a better value.
I can't think with this music.
It's throwing him off the whole time.
I need to phone a friend.
The more the merrier.
The more the merrier. At least it's a better value.
So it's something where the more people that are part of it, the cheaper it is. I'm going to guess.
No, you're not guessing anything.
Oh, okay.
Follow the leader.
He just smacked your hand.
Follow the leader.
Follow the leader.
Peter Pan's flight.
Follow the leader. Tell us again. Follow the leader.
The more the merrier. At least a better value. Plaid.
Yeah, that's a tour guide.
A VIP tour guide.
That's why I almost said behind the scenes tour.
What do you mean the more the merrier, a better value?
Because you can have up to like 8 or 10 people in your group and still pay the same price. It's not a per person price.
But it's still what?
Some of those. Look, not get, on all of them.
Maybe like
some
$3,000?
I don't know.
I get one question right. He's arguing it.
He is.
No, oh, no, yeah. No, yeah. No, yeah. No.
Exactly.
Here, make it worth triple points then, right?
You didn't know that was worth 5 points.
I did. Oh, wow. Wow. So it's 5-5. I love how the rules just change. Okay, we're all squared up here, listeners.
Yes, I love this
it
game.
It is 5-5.
This is my favorite game ever.
What was the second clue with that one?
Follow the leader.
Oh. Okay, 5-5.
No,
we
it's
gotta,
not.
We got to buckle down.
5-1.
No, no, no. I don't want your sympathy here.
I don't want yours.
All right.
There's going to be a melee in the...
This one's a pretty easy
in one. The graveyard.
You gotta be, Craig, you gotta be fast on this one.
I'm not.
Disney Renaissance.
Disney Renaissance.
A love story. That really narrowed it down to
Beauty and the Beast, live on stage.
Bam.
Send that up.
Stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
Wow. Come on. Come on, people.
Y'all worked on this beforehand.
Dancing Dishes was the last one.
Be our Craig. Be our Craig.
We may have to let.
Did you say beat Craig?
Beat our Craig. Is
that what you yes. Said?
All right. This is the last one I actually have. Okay. And Craig probably wouldn't mind it being over with now.
I'm up 6-5.
Yes, I'm taking a beating. It is 6-1.
Okay. Lackluster.
Illuminations.
Rivers of Light.
No less than 7.
No less than 7.
Dwarfs.
Lackluster. No less than 7.
Mm-hmm.
It's my last clue.
Mm.
And this will give it away if you paid attention on Twitter.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Oh. Purple wall!
No ADR. Big problems.
Cosmic Rays. No, not Cosmic Rays. ABC Commissary.
I need more than that.
I have no idea. No less than 7.
Lackluster. No less than 7.
I didn't. I missed this part of the tweet ADR. Barrage.
No ADR. Big problems.
Hollywood Studios Quick Service Dining.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
That was a very complex category.
Yes, an answer. If you follow on with Derek, you would have understood every bit of that.
Hey. I edged Derek, about 7-5, Derek.
Derek's suggestion was to just completely skip eating was, at Hollywood Studios.
I was like, either
if you don't have an ADR.
If you don't have an ADR at Hollywood Studios, you might as well just
chew on a bench. How about give us one more for the folks at home, Derek? One more fun-filled Disney Parks password.
Derek asked me to throw that. Just
I was trying to give him some over here, and he gets like, I can't see it. This is a dining establishment. Just so we'll give you a little clue, a little heads up this time.
Well, Craig will get this one.
Mm.
And it's actually one that he likes, I think. For some reason.
Chick-fil-A.
Carpet walls.
Garden grill. The Sunshine Seasons.
Coral reef.
Take that.
Oh, wow. He got it.
He got it right. My other clue was going to be, are you eating my cousin?
Are you eating my cousin?
As the fish are staring at you.
Oh, man.
So I made it. Would you say that would be respectable? What was it? 6-2? 7-2?
7-2. I don't think I'd call that respectable.
I would call it. Yeah. You're right. Not respectable.
Oh, man.
Disrespectable.
Congratulations, Matthew, on your...
Thank you.
7-2 victory.
Thank you. I was wondering if anybody was going to congratulate me. I worked hard for this. It was my first password victory. I'm glad we got it before we got to episode 100.
I'm glad, yes. I'm glad we got this in there. I enjoy this game now.
Craig did not offer me congratulatory remarks.
Hear, hear.
I think he said hear, hear to the not you're offering just, congratulatory not remarks.
I have a question. Dance time. I tell you what, I'm going to celebrate this for days to come. This is how I'm going to be ringing in the new year.
Weeks.
I'm going to force my wife and kids to listen to me win this game on the podcast.
You should.
Congratulations, Matthew. I'm proud of you for finally winning a game.
Thank you, Craig.
Of your own.
It only took me 97 episodes. And here
97.
We are.
97?
Yep.
We're three short of 100.
I cannot believe it. But it's time for a segment we like to call...
Grim.
Grinning greatness.
And today's Grim Grinning Greatness question is brought to you by the Grim Grinning Guys. All right. I will go ahead and ask the question. Gentlemen, riddle me this. What is your favorite game to play in a Walt Disney World theme park? We've been playing games today. What's your favorite game to play in Walt Disney World? I'll start us off. I don't really know if it's so much a game, but it kind of is. I enjoy going to the Frontierland Shooting Arcade in Frontierland. It costs $1 to play. Can't win any prizes, but I think it's very fun. Some of the things that you can shoot and the little effects that it triggers. It's only $1. I think it's pretty good value. It gives you like 30 shots or something. And it's very lenient in terms of how close you are to actually hitting the target with the shot. So bear in mind, you do have a limited number of shots. I didn't know that the first time I played it, and I was just firing rapidly. But I think the Frontierland Shooting Arcade is my favorite game to play in Walt Disney World. What about you, Craig?
Well, I think my favorite would have to be Toy Story Mania.
Oh,
that's
that.
A very good one.
I think that's top of the list, and I mean you do get worn out by the time you get done playing it, but it is a lot of fun, and I really enjoy playing it.
That is my wife's favorite
mm-hmm.
game, but not mine.
What would yours be?
I do kind of sound moronic saying I like the Frontierland Shooting Arcade as opposed to Toy Story Midway Mania. I was not thinking of rides. But Derek, what would you say?
See, my favorite shooting ride is Buzz.
Uh-huh.
I prefer it to Toy Story. But I've not played a whole lot, but we've played it a few times, and that's the Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom. That's pretty enjoyable.
I figured that's what you were going to say.
And it gets more difficult as you go if you don't show your card. If it doesn't read your card right or something, you have to go back and go somewhere else or whatever. So it's not as easy as just holding a card, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It really is, but
yeah.
But it's still enjoyable, and it's fun to get the cards when they're free with
yeah.
every visit to Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
So, or one per day, one pack per day.
I enjoy the game, seeing how you can get to the front of the line.
Did you?
By telling people you
have you played that before?
Yeah, all the time.
Excuse me, my tax preparation guy is up front.
I do still want to play the Pirates scavenger hunt game, Adventures of the Seven Seas or whatever. It's still on the to-do list. But any other games, guys, that you enjoy in Walt Disney World?
I do appreciate Disney always having some kind of activities for the kids.
Scavenger hunts, yeah.
In the resorts. That's always good, and yeah. I appreciate them doing that.
I wouldn't mind playing the H&P. At some point, is it
still Agent P?
I don't know.
Is it still around?
I thought it was. I think
so.
Sounds
right. Yeah.
I would
like to as well.
Just to take some time. And
that's the
thing. You're always looking for filler stuff at Epcot with kids.
That's the thing with a lot of the games, the good and the bad, is a lot of them take a lot of time to commit. Like if you're going to do Sorcerer's of the Magic Kingdom, you can spend hours doing that.
You could.
Any of the scavenger hunts that they have to offer. But that's just something else that you can make a part of your day in just about all of the theme parks. I think you can find things along those lines. You can even look at the Wilderness Explorers, which we, you know, was one of the password
There's
answers.
A lot to do with that.
You could look at that as a game. So, and of course, the Carnival Games over there in Animal Kingdom. As we said, we need to take out and put a splash pad in.
Yes.
Instead. Speaking of which, we need to get to the Like, Love, and Loathe pretty soon. That's another segment we haven't circled back to in a while. Well, listeners, we thank you for joining us on this brief-ish Thursday bonus episode.
Brief for us.
It is. And we will next talk to you on New Year's Eve on December 31st. So as you prepare to ring in the New Year's, we hope you and your loved ones have a great and happy New Year. And Craig, where might they buy some gear to celebrate the New Year?
Best thing to do is go to one of our social media outlets, either Facebook or on Twitter and even Instagram. You can find it, the link to TeePublic. And then hopefully you can search Grimgun Guys and you can find the stuff. If not, like I said, go to our social medias, use that link. It'll take you right to it. Currently we have one design, but we'll have more designs coming. Also, we'll put up some of our favorites from other designs and you can order those as well. You can get, as Matthew said, you can get sweatshirts, t-shirts, baseball shirts, long sleeve and short sleeve shirts, cups, notebooks, iPad covers, and you name it.
Well, let's not forget Derek's favorite, tank tops.
Onesies.
Onesies for your children.
Children's clothes, yeah.
Those are just for kids?
Well, I don't know how I don't know how big they make them. Let's just say that. We better get out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for listening and supporting the show. And as you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghost.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's